This is a program about going deeper. It is about creating a culture of learning. It's about putting apostolic feet to prophetic hope. It is our mission to purposefully equip the world to transform their region with God's love. We want to create an atmosphere of divine influence to the nations by walking in the power of His Holy Spirit with a faith that shapes the future. Welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio.
Hey everybody, welcome to Eagle Mountain Radio. My name is Chris Benke. I'll be your host today. We are shooting here in Bend, Oregon. We've got a couple guests I'm excited to talk to, Paul Keith and Amy Davis. Thanks guys for joining us. Today is an episode that's part of a series of micro episodes that we're doing around this upcoming conference called Imagine. The theme of that conference is No Agenda But His. So Imagine, No Agenda But His, which is a very interesting theme, especially as it pertains to now. If you're hearing this and you didn't know about these other episodes, I encourage you to look in the show notes and look at the other micro episodes that we've done around this conference. They're all super valuable, tons of great information. We've also got a link to White Dove Ministries in there, which is the ministry that Paul Keith and Amy Davis manage and run. So, Paul, I'd like to start with you and just, so as we're looking towards this conference with this unique theme and really thinking about the presence of God and looking towards what His agenda is for us, what are you thinking, feeling, coming into this conference? What is the Holy Spirit putting on your heart?
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting as we were just sitting here chatting, you know, about having no agenda but God's agenda. It reminded me of something that happened exactly 20 years ago this month with Don Potter. I'll try to be brief as I can, but I want to hit a certain point of something that happened. But we did a conference up in Kelowna, British Columbia, back in the year 2000. It was a long conference, like 4 or 5 days, multiple speakers. Heidi Baker was there, Bob Jones, myself, Bobby Connor, a number of other speakers, multiple services per day. And we come to the last session of the conference, which was happened to be on a Saturday, and I had already spoken 3 times, and I had done all my sessions. And under the leadership of the Holy Spirit, the host of the conference says, we're going to not do the speaker that we had. And they turned to me and said, will you do the session? And I'm like, I've already done, you know, what I came prepared to do. And something came over me, and I said, yes, I will do it if Don Potter will lead worship. Turns out Don had already packed his car, literally was driving out the driveway. Literally. They ran out in the parking lot, stopped him, and said, you know, Paul Keith asked if you would come in and play the guitar while he prophesies. And Don's response was classic. He said, it's about time we start doing that. You know, the minstrel and the prophetic together. Wow. So Don comes back in, didn't even have his own guitar. He just began to play the guitar, and I began to prophesy. 1,600 people in this auditorium. A big place, and I was just, and I can't remember now exactly, I just was sharing whatever prophetic things that I was getting. I know at that point I'd had an encounter with some angelic things, and so I was sharing that. And Don's just playing background music, standing to my right. And I finally just kind of get to the end of what I had to share, and I turned to Don, and I said, Don, do you have a song? And this is all impromptu, if you will. This is all leading by the Holy Spirit. Nobody planned it. And I said, do you have a song? And Don says, as a matter of fact, I do. And he began to play this song that I had never heard, and it was the very first time that Don had publicly done Show Me Your Face, the song that he had written called Show Me Your Face, which is just a classic song. But here's what happened. As I had been sharing, there was a realm of glory. I don't use that word lightly, but it was visible to me. Had entered the top of the building. And as he began to sing this song, Show Me Your Face, without having any preparation, just him and the guitar, that glory began to fall. And I could see it. And it literally settled over the people in the congregations. Well, I've only seen it twice like that in my entire ministry. Literally, 1,600 people began to throw their hands up and praise and worship and weeping and just all manner. It was a little scary. I got to be honest with you. It was a little scary to stand and watch this, because I'm on the stage, Don's playing, I'm seeing this realm of glory come into the room, people, men weeping, and right over to my left, about right over here, a man jumps up and He says, I haven't felt the glory of God like this since I was in a William Branham meeting back in the 1950s. And so it had been 40 years or so since that man had had that experience. And, you know, my thought is, wouldn't it be wonderful if we can do that again? You know, throw out the agenda, as you guys have been saying, and just see if the glory will come. One of the messages that we're bringing right now, based upon a dream I had, is coming from Exodus chapter 39 and 40, but primarily Exodus 40, where the instruction was given to Moses on how to build the tabernacle. If you'll notice, it was meticulous. Moses had no ability to inject his opinion. The Lord said, here is how I want it built, no exceptions. And Moses built exactly according to the pattern that he saw in heaven. Hebrews chapter 8. Be careful that you build only according to the pattern of what you see in heaven. But what happened was, when he built according to that pattern, the Bible tells us the glory settled in. So much so that Moses couldn't even enter the tabernacle. I'm of the belief that we're moving into a season of church history. I don't know how soon. I have been believing for this for years, but it seems to me that we're closer than we've ever been to seeing things being built according to the pattern of heaven. We've had enough built the way men want to build it, and it has not brought the glory. My belief, my hope, my expectation for this conference is that we're going to begin to build something according to the heavenly pattern, and that's what will accommodate the glory. If we're willing to yield our opinion and our will to the will of the Father, build according to his pattern, the glory will come. That's the promise of God.
Yeah. I'd like to press into an element of the story. It's an incredible story, and you know, people have stories like this sometimes, and to some people it's like, oh man, if I could have just been there, like I wish I could have been there. And so the question is, how do we have the right balance? Because, for example, with this conference, we are purposely setting out to create experience environment. You got to be careful the words you use, right? Like, we're trying to create an opportunity where we can really host the presence. Now, God doesn't need our permission to do that, right? But so how do you balance obedience? How do you balance preparation, creating an environment that's to happen without forcing something and having it be genuine? And then kind of the follow-up to that is, it's all great to do that in an event, in a conference, virtual or in person, doesn't matter. That's good. But also, how do we take that and practice it in our everyday life? Because not everybody can attend this conference, and certainly the Father doesn't want us to only think about this sort of serious relationship with him in the context of a conference. He wants us to have this relationship all the time. So how do we have that balance? How does someone listening to this approach that in a way that is not forced, still holy, but authentic?
Okay. I'm gonna share something. I think I'm feeling it kind of stirring in me even before you asked that question. I had a pretty powerful experience with the Lord, and I can't get into that whole experience now, but I went to another realm. And in order to enter into that place, I had to completely yield up my spirit. And I heard the Lord give me these words. I'm going to share a verse, and then I'm going to share the words. The verse is out of Daniel 12. Those who have insight will shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, and those who lead the many to righteousness like the stars forever and ever. But as for you, Daniel, conceal the words and seal up the book until the end of time. Many will go back and forth, and knowledge will increase. And the Lord spoke to me and said, we do not experience the fullness of the knowledge of God through our opinions. We experience it by yielding up our spirit. So I would have to say that I don't know that it's about a balance. I think it's about fully, completely yielding up our spirit. It's this place where our opinions, even our emotions, these things, they just aren't relevant. We have to have the Lord's opinion. He's talking about when we build what we're building according to the plans that the Lord has to build this thing. It's going to be his opinion and fully his opinion. So I don't know that it's about, you know, a balance. I think it's where we finally get to this point where we submit it all. You know, and it says there at the end of Daniel 12, many will go back and forth and knowledge will increase. that knowledge is something mighty, the knowledge of God. It's not knowledge we have here that we, you know, that we struggle to figure out and how do we do it. It's the spirit of knowledge mentioned in Isaiah chapter 11. It is the spirit of knowledge, and it comes from the very heart of God. And accessing that gives us something else. It gives us experiences that we could never even come up with in our own imagination. And it brings us to a place where we are even more willing to lay down it all to see what the Lord will do. And the beautiful part about this is it says that there will be many that shine brightly like the brightness of the expanse of heaven, leading many to righteousness, which means this ultimate place of submission, yielding our spirit, brings in the greatest harvest the world has ever seen. It's not just like this individual thing that happens. We become lights that shine so bright. That's where we have to really switch our thinking. The way we used to do it, the Lord has burned up those old ways. We have to get our mind set to where we're willing completely to lay it all down, because he's doing such a new thing, it doesn't look anything like it used to.
Right, right. Yeah, I think I really like the way that you're saying that, because it's not about balancing how much of God's presence. Yeah. Like, that is no balance. That's 100%. 100%. The balance really comes in with saying, how do I make sure that I'm not forcing something? Like, it has to be authentic from the right place in our heart, right? Like, we have to be going after it. And I think it can be kind of easy sometimes to try and manufacture something that we hear about. Right? Say, okay, Paul, so tell us exactly, like, how are the chairs set up so we can, like, recreate this thing, this amazing thing that happened. And I think that, I think what I hear both of you saying is God is doing new things. Mm-hmm. Is the old stuff is no longer there. So, or just really looking forward to what you guys are going to bring. Yeah. Awesome. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'd like to just kind of comment on that. I was reminded as Amy was talking, you know, what's coming will be unlike the past, but there are principles of the kingdom of the past that we will always employ. And I was reminded of Catherine Kuhlman, and she, this amazing message that I watched her preach in 1990. I mean, I watched it in 1990. She preached it back in 1975. But she said, what will the anointing cost you, basically? She said, it'll cost you everything. She said, I can take you to the spot where Catherine Kuhlman died. And I think we are in this process of dying. If we let our agendas die, if we let our ambitions die, our plans, I love the imagination. I think that's a great thing to some degree, but I don't want my imagination to interfere with God's plans, you know, because that can happen. But she said, I can take you to the spot where I died. And then when she died, the Lord steps in and begins to release his glory. I think that's kind of where we are. I love the part, too, where she says, when you do that, he'll give you power, power that you feel you can stand alone, arrayed against all the forces of hell, not because of your own strength, but because you're drawing on unseen resources. That's that realm of glory. And I, if I can just close with this, you know, that meeting I was telling you about earlier ended less than perfect. The glory came. People were shouting and screaming and crying. And I had the mic, and I didn't know what to do. So I just kept my mouth shut. I had enough good sense to know to keep my mouth shut. And eventually people started coming up wanting to prophesy, because no one expected this. This was the last service of a week-long set of meetings. Yeah. Nobody was prepared for what came. And so they started handing the mic around and letting people prophesy. And one by one, people prophesied, and one by one, the glory lifted. And one thing I learned there, when the glory comes, it's no time for man's agenda. It's time to do what she was saying earlier, wait. If we can get in the glory, just stay there and enjoy it and let the Lord do what he wants. That doesn't mean he doesn't use leadership. He will move upon people. We're led by the Spirit. Sure. But ultimately, our agendas have to be burned out. They have to die if we're going to steward that realm of glory, which we will. It will happen in the days to come.
Yeah. That's an amazing story. I know that there's lots of other stories that are like that. We're really looking forward to this conference that's coming up. But if you're listening to this and that's already passed or whatever, definitely go to the show notes, because there's a link in there to White Dove Ministries. They have tons of amazing resources and teaching on topics like this and end times and all kinds of really important things, especially right now. as the whole world is kind of going through this reset, if you will. So, you guys, thank you so much for spending some time today. We're really looking forward to this conference coming up. Go register, find that link, register for the conference. We're really excited to see you there as well, so we can all experience this together. It'll be a global event, so we're actually going to experience it globally all together at the same time. So, guys, thanks again, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.